ka mutu ke kone Marianne Baker. Ka mutu e hoa mā hono, e kōrero ana mō ngā āhuatanga, ngā rongoa, ngā momo, mate katoa, me ākatika, me ngā kia whātungia ka koutou e, me panipani rāni ki runga i ngā hīkoi, wera āhuatanga o tātou nei tinana, nā koia tēna kei kone eia. Kia ora, Marianne.
Kia ora, girlie. Yes, kia ora. Today, as I said last week, will be a continuation of the areas we did last week with eye care for dry eyes, red eyes, allergy eyes, infected eyes, and also considered, you know, the contact lenses and solutions and washes that you could use as well if you wear contact lenses. So the obvious follow-on from that is to look at the ears. And with the ears is associated the nose and throat, and therefore coughs and colds, which is a big thing at the minute. Yes, so away I'll go.
Yep.
So therefore, like, for the ears, we all know that the ears allow us to hear and keep our balance, but problems with the ears are caused by things like improper cleaning with cotton buds or other objects that can affects the delicate lining of the ear, not good water drainage after swimming or showering, sometimes obviously inherited structural defects, and then infections, especially ones like tonsillitis or infected inflammation of the sinuses, or sensitivity reactions to products like earplugs, jewellery, cosmetics, and also medicines as a side effect that may affect balance, make you dizzy. And the biggest one that we all sort of think of with ears is the wax buildup. And because of that, however, because we can't look inside the ear, the pharmacist's role and the medicines used mainly over the counter, then some available on prescription are limited to the outer external ear. So therefore, looking at earwax, swimmer's ear, and dermatitis sensitivity reactions. So the products for those, you can have earwax removal drops like Oralgin, Cerimol, or Ear Clear. There's ear cleansing products like Clear Ear, because they contain purified seawater to wash away dirt and excess wax instead of pushing it into the ear canal. The other ones also soften and loosen earwax. Swimmer's ears product, which is common, which we sell and also the doctors prescribe for free on prescription, is where you get sore ears, usually after swimming or showering. And the Vosyl eardrops get rid of the water that builds up in the ear and you can get infected. And then there's also natural herbal products like olive oil or kiwi herb, echinacea or ginkgo for ringing in the ear, because those ones are also used, say, for glue ear and otitis media. If their children, because they'll be probably crying, they should definitely always see the doctor. We always say that children for any ear condition should be seeing the doctors, because that's why visits are free for them. And under usually 14-year-olds and some places 18-year-olds. So when you have those ear conditions, you can also get them if you have a flu. At the minute, lots of people are coming in with blocked nose. When you get a blocked nose, it blocks the ear canals and you can get pressure buildup. And that's where, in the pharmacies, we sell a lot of, like, the analgesic, like Panadols, Lemsips, to take down headache or just sinus pain or blocked ear. Saline drops, like as I said, like normal saline to make thin the mucus and soothe irritated nasal membranes. You can have Otrivine, Strixine, Sudafed nose sprays to help decongest, to stop any redness. And the most big thing is the over-the-counter products like phenylephrine-containing products that help clear your nose. When you clear the nose, it opens up your ear canals, and very, very good. for that. And there's, heaps and heaps, like, you know, looking at our products, even in the pharmacy, you get the advice from the pharmacist and the shop persons who are just versed. You know, this is our mahi, iara, iara, knowing what to do best and checking that there's no interactions with our customers, calls they might normally take or examining for other conditions, but definitely to clear those ears and those nasal passages, you can have anti-allergy pills, like some that last 180 milligram for 24-hour relief, like Telfast or Flexifast. You can have the simple ones like loratadine that even the doctors can prescribe. When I say doctors too, that just means instead of buying all the time because you've got an allergy or blocked noses, you're seeing the doctor and you're also getting the same pills on a prescription because they can prescribe them. And a lot they use is Flixonase. That's available from us over the counter. And Butacort, where, well, you've got a corticosteroid, but it's just that one up from this continual allergy or nose dripping, which you use Otrivine nose sprays, different ranges for the runny nose. For the nose and sinus, there's also, remember the vaporizers that have been around for years, chest rubs for adults and special babies ones, because you don't want the babies overwhelmed with the strength of the camphor. It's not like the old days or we don't need to mix now half Vaseline, half adult Vicks. You've got a baby Vicks. Then all those, you're looking at throat prevention. There's natural ones like Bliss. You've got Difflams that spray down the throat. We can gargle with Betadine all the time, trying to control all the bacteria, antibacterials, and treating the symptoms. But not forgetting, if your phlegm or mucus is green, you definitely need to see the doctor. If you're a child or have children, sore throat all the time, not going away, see the doctor after treating them with these things, including, remember, Strepsils lozenges that are out everywhere, definitely in pharmacy. You've got Betadine, you've got Duratus, all the liquids like Folcadine, Guaifenesin, and all put into a lozenge if you don't like the liquids, but they're fast-acting. Mucinex is a huge one to get rid of the mucus because you don't want it building up on your lungs or chest. Prospan, is you want it for the children under six. We're not allowed to sell to children unless it's for chesty cough, but we always recommend they also follow up with the doctor. But you can get natural things, Artemis and Prospan products. They're beautiful, nice flavoured things for children as well. There's kids, kiwi herbs, all echinaceas. There's just so many things. And it's overwhelming, I know, when you go into the pharmacy. And that's why the staff are always, in every pharmacy, very happy to help. And, you know, by all means, you usually get lozenges and liquids. They say there's no place, like some medics say that, but we're treating symptoms. This is not about making money. It's about providing comfort, getting people to work. Like when we're sick, you can't always stay home for a runny nose or because you feel unwell, mahi ata mahi. So you have to look at these products, and we're here to help you with those, girly. Mm. Even, you know, all the time. But there's so many that, you know, we have to take care of ourselves. And it's very good. And I thought after we go through all the general things, we'll take different products for side effects, because you always have to ask the chemist. That's the difference about coming to a pharmacy or to the chemist. We've got people there to discuss your own needs, discuss your interactions with other pills, because if you're like on heart pills, a lot of them you can't take the cold products. So you shouldn't be just going to buy them because they stop your heart pills working. That's why it's important to see professionals and discuss it. Not forgetting, however, you see the doctor when it's bad, but you can still treat the symptoms, and there's many, many things to do that with. And those ones the doctors use will be treating the things like otitis externa that are infected. You know, they use the antibiotics, the Locortin Biofilm ear drops, the Bosyl, they can prescribe too. They use sophromycin or Sofradex drops. Antibiotics like amoxicillin, we all know for the strep throat skin diseases, which we talked about in the past, Kefalexin, but there's multiple uses treating pharyngitis, sinusitis, inflammation, then getting down to, like, because they can come on, whooping cough and pneumonia, because that's what you got to watch out with the old people, particularly in the winter. They don't develop to pneumonia. But all these can be discussed when you see your pharmacist and the staff in pharmacies and choose a product to help alleviate that. And the old time one they used to use and is still appropriate is G's Linctus. In the old days, they used to use it for TB, for coughing, but it's very effective still today. So it's not all new products. It's a lot of the old ones still in vogue and still around, really.
Oh, very good, Marianne, because there's lots and lots of different stuff you can buy at the chemist, and in avoiding having to go to the doctor sometimes, because, you know, for some people they find it a struggle to pay at the doctors as well as buying the prescription, whereas, in buying the stuff at the chemist. So sometimes it's better just to go straight to the chemist and get the stuff, as long as you know, and as long as you tell them if you've got other illnesses, and they can sort of advise you which ones to buy.
And often the pharmacies know their clients, and if they don't, people ask, and you have a proper professional interaction, you know, it's a kanohi ki te kanohi, tangata ki te tangata.
O ka pai, ka pai, ka pai e Marianne. Ko tēne anō te taima e māwiwi ana tātu katoa, mare mare ana those sort of symptoms.
Ai,
ko weranga āhuatanga. Nā, kua mutu koe mō tēne wā, nā, mō tērā wiki, kei a koe anō te wahanga mō te kōrero mai ki a tātu. So next week you can talk to us on a different subject?
Yeah, we'll just continue on through what the pharmacist goes through, it'll probably have done the skin. We might mention some of the other ones, but I thought we might go into some of the pills intimately, you know, real, instead of whānui, drill down and say, well, we're going to talk about this pill today, this is a side effect, something like metformin.
Oh, okay. Very good. All right, then, we'll catch up with you next week, and it's been lovely to talk to you, and I'm sure the people out there are listening and helping some of the families with what you've been talking about.
And to be Maya, to come to the professionals and ask.
Very, very good. Okay, next week.
Tēnā wiki.
Kia ora.